We've been climbing to the top of the ladder, discovering it's leaning against the wrong wall.
Dr. Tony Evans says taking the popular route to success won't help you discover God's calling.
It may give you money, it may give you a house, but it doesn't give you a reason for being.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. Nobody succeeds without commitment. But commitment to what? Well, we'll find out today as we join Dr. Evans.
Well, we've been studying you and your calling, called for a purpose. And our goal is to address the issue of what your life purpose is. It is unfortunate that far too many Christians live life wondering why they are here, where they are going, what God's uniquely customized life purpose is for them. So that is the concept of our series. We defined it that a calling is a customized life purpose for which God has ordained and equipped you that will bring him the greatest glory and allow you to have your maximum impact. That is your calling. We stated why it's important. It is critical because it defines why you're here. What a tragedy to die never having known why God saved you in the first place. What your life purpose is, to meander from place to place, thing to thing, and not know why you're here. Many people don't have joy because they're looking in something other than their calling, what only their calling is designed to give them. And so we're going to continue to unveil this as we look at how your experience is, good, bad, and ugly, will fit into your calling. How your giftedness, the divine bestowals that God has given you, fits into your calling. We're going to see how people were called in the Bible and how God got them to where he wanted them to go. We're even going to see how people were recalled who got lost in their calling. So it's going to be a fun time going through this, all the while desiring to help you to know how you can find your calling. I'm going to give you the fundamental, it's not the only one, but it's the foundational issue for discovering your calling. Your ability to discover your calling is intricately tied into the level of your commitment. Turn your Bibles with me, please, to Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Romans 12. Verses 1 and 2. These are two of the most well-known verses in all of the New Testament. I beseech you therefore, brethren, or urge you, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a spiritual sacrifice. It's a reasonable request, the King James says. It's a spiritual service of worship. And then he says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you will prove what the will of God is, that which is good, acceptable, and perfect. When you are positioned right under God, you won't have to find your calling will find you. Now that ought to make you feel a lot better already. Because a lot of folk are looking for their calling, but if you don't know what it is, how will you know when you found it? What he wants you to know is that when you are positioned right, many of us do not know our calling because we're not in position. But when you are positioned right, your calling, God's divinely ordained, customized purpose for you, will locate you. It will track you down. Now you recall, we've already related the issue of the will of God to the calling, because remember, Romans 8, 28 lets us know, 27 and 28, that the Holy Spirit pleads according to the will of God. And then all things are working together for good to them who love God and are called according to his purpose. So he makes a direct connection between your calling, your purpose, and the will of God and the leading of the Holy Spirit. Those all work in harmony with one another to lead you to where you want to go. So we want now tonight for you to be positioned for your calling. He says, I urge you, beg you, entreat you, I'm pleading with you, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice acceptable to God. If you want your calling to find you, the first thing you need to know to get positioned is that God must own all of you. Don't expect for God to show you his calling if the person he's going to show it to, he does not have. Because then you will take his calling and do your work with it. And many Christians spend their lives wanting God to bless them rather than wanting God to bless his calling for them. And that's the difference. I urge you to present yourself a living sacrifice. That's an interesting phrase. It's somewhat contradictory because sacrifices were killed. But he says, I want you to present yourself a living sacrifice. God wants you and me to be a living dead thing. If Paul the Apostle were here, he would probably support this truth with his favorite verse, probably Galatians 2:20. I am crucified with Christ. I'm dead. Nevertheless, I live. I'm alive. God is not fundamentally interested in blessing your calling for you. He is fundamentally interested in blessing his calling for you. And therefore, to know your calling, God must know that you are a living dead thing. That is, living to him, dead to you. You are willing to climb up on the altar. The only problem with God's sacrifices is they keep climbing off the altar. And God wants us climbing on the altar to become living dead things. Now, that's a hard prayer to pray. It's a hard prayer to pray and tell God, I am willing to die to me that I might have you. God doesn't want you to commit because somebody makes you commit. He wants you to commit because you've seen that he's been good. Your worship is not in your church attendance. Your worship is in your total commitment. Church attendance without total commitment becomes sacrilege, not authentic worship. God cannot show you his calling if you do not authentically worship him, and you're not authentically worshiping him if there is no total commitment to him. So one of the questions, if you are seeking your calling, you must ask, does all of me belong to all of him? Or do I have a spiritual attic in my life? That's the place where you put away the stuff that you don't want to deal with. I love Paul because his commitment was so deep, and we're all growing in this, but his commitment was so deep, you could never intimidate him. They came in one time and said, we're going to kill you. He said, that's cool, to die is gain. I'm going to be better off. Let's get it over with. Well, since you're that nonchalant about it, we're not going to kill you. We're going to let you live. He said, that's cool, to live as Christ. See, if you kill me, I'm going to go live with Christ. If you let me live, I'm going to stay here and serve Christ. So I said, well, and now, no, you're too cool for that. So let me come up with another. We're not going to kill you or let you live. We're going to make you suffer. He said, that's cool, because I reckon that the suffering of this present time is not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed unto me. You kill me, I'm going to go to be with Christ. You let me live, I'm going to stay here and serve Christ. You make me suffer, I'm going to get more reward from Christ, so it don't matter to me, it's all Christ anyway. It was a total consuming life for Christ. And that is your worship. God wants you to deliver to him you and me. That's the first thing, in positioning yourself. There's a second thing. God must own all of you. Verse 2, the world must own none of you. Be not conformed to this world. The word, Greek word for conform was what a potter did with clay. A potter takes clay and he squeezes it here, shapes it here, molds it here, so that the clay comes out looking like what the potter intends. So if the potter wants a cup, he squeezes it so it's shaped like a cup or a bowl or a salsa or a plate. He says, don't let the world squeeze you here, mold you there, so that you wind up looking like what it says you ought to be. You know one of the reasons many of us haven't found out our calling? Because we've been letting the world teach us what success is. And since we've been following what the world's definition is, we've been climbing to the top of the ladder, discovering it's leaning against the wrong wall. We've discovered it has not answered our reason for being. It may give you money, it may give you a house, it may give you cars, it may give you clothes, but it doesn't give you a reason for being. And your calling is your divine reason for being. You have a reason to get up in the morning because you have a calling to fulfill and a charge to keep. So don't let the world be a potter over your life. What do we mean by world? The Greek word for the word world is cosmos. We get our English word cosmetic from that word. The Greek word cosmos meant to arrange or to put in order. So when a lady goes before a mirror and says, let me put on a face, she's very biblical at that point. Well, some things need to be rearranged. Moving right along. The cosmos can be more formally defined as that system headed by Satan that leaves God out. To be worldly, you don't have to be a drunkard or a drug addict. All you have to do to be worldly is excuse God. College students often ask this question, but not limited to them, about the gray areas of life. Can we do this? Can we do that? Well, the easiest way to answer that is to remember, whatever you do, God is doing with you. Is he having as much fun as you are? Or must you leave him outside? The cosmos is a kingdom headed by Satan that opposes the program of God. Now, you have to live in the world. You cannot operate as a hermit somewhere. You must live in this world. But God does not want this world squeezing you and molding you so that its value system becomes your value system. Its goals becomes your goals. Its dreams become your dreams. And if you spend all of your time letting this world define your calling, you'll never hear God's calling. Because the kingdom that you are called to is in total antithesis to the kingdom that you are called from. You must clearly identify which kingdom you're hanging with. Many of us belong to heaven, but we regularly service hell. And we wonder why God won't bail us out of our circumstances. Why he won't bail us out of our situations. Why should he call you to know that your service for him will be used to help the enemy overcome him, if such were possible? He says, be not conformed to this world. Don't let this world control you. So all of you must belong to God. None of you must belong to the world. But we're relating this to calling because this is positioning you. He then gives a third thing in chapter 12, verse 2. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Renewing of your mind. Key. In other words, when you say God has all of me, when you say the world has none of me, you have done the greatest single thing you can do, and that is clear up your confused mind. We are divided. James has a word for that. He calls it double-mindedness. We're trying to live in two worlds at the very same time. He says, but when you've cleared the static, when you've arranged things properly, then there will be a process by which the Holy Spirit begins to work on your mind because you will discover your calling in your mind. That's where the will of God will be revealed to you. God will deal with your thinking.
Well, Dr. Evans will be back with more for us in a moment, including some specific ways God communicates his calling to us. As we've been learning, there's no greater source of satisfaction and success than finding and fulfilling your purpose. Well, we'd like to tell you about a way to help the people in your Bible study or small group make that same discovery. We have a brand new DVD Bible study based on Dr. Evans' book, Destiny, Let God Use You Like He Made You. And we'd like to send it to you absolutely free if you'll commit to using it with your church. That's right, absolutely free. You'll get 6 teaching sessions by Dr. Evans, filmed in his own living room in Dallas, plus segments by his children, Priscilla Shire, Crystal Hurst, and Anthony Evans. And along with a copy of the book, the kit also includes resources for leaders, everything you'll need to take your group through this 6-week learning and growing experience. And as I said, it's free. But we only have a limited number available, and we can only make this special offer this week. So be sure to contact us right away, and please limit your request to 1 per congregation so we can help as many churches as possible. Just visit us online at tonyevans.org to make the arrangements or give us a phone call at 1-800-800-3222. Someone is standing by around the clock to help you with your resource requests. Again, that's 1-800-800-3222. Well, right now, here's Dr. Evans with more of today's message.
Do you know the main way that the Holy Spirit speaks to you today or applies the Word of God to you is in your thoughts? He wants to get access to your mind because really, as a man thinketh, that is what he is. He says you need a transformed mind, so the Holy Spirit is free to give you his thoughts. There's a great, great promise in John 15. He says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, then you can ask me whatever you will and my Father will do it. How can he leave it so open? It's very simple. The Holy Spirit, because he's part of the Trinitarian Godhead, always and only thinks what Jesus thinks because these two are one. God wants to transform the thought. And then he says, and you will prove. That's a great word. It means you'll see worked out the will of God. A good quarterback can hit a receiver even though he's got the enemy team's defensive back riding on his back if the receiver is positioned right. If you are a sailor who knows how to handle a sailboat, you understand trying to get the wind to change directions is not a good idea. You might be out there a long time. You have to adjust your sail to the direction of the wind, and then the wind blows the boat in concert to where it's going. God wants to give you your calling, but only if your sails are set to the direction he's blowing, to where he wants you to go, what he wants you to do, what he wants you to be. This means coming to God and saying, okay, God, all of me, if you'll take this faith move of all of you, no reservations, none of the world, no compromise, and you will discover whatever God's calling for you is good. That means it's the best thing that can happen to you. There is no greater plan for your life than the plan God has for it. It is the best plan for you. Students go to counselors to help sort out what they want to major in or to help get a life's direction. Nobody can come up with a better life map for you than God, because he knows stuff about you that will never show up on anybody's test. He knows your personality. He knows the talents he's given to you. Now, let me tell you something else God knows. Watch this. He knows your scars. One of the main things God will use to call you are your scars. The things that happen to you in life, maybe some caused by you, maybe some caused by others, that he will use. When Joni Erickson dove into that water, God knew that rock was there. That one negative event that was a negative event in terms of human life, there's no other way to explain that, but that became the basis of her ministry. And I heard her on the radio talking about, while I would prefer to be in another physical situation, I praise God that even in my pain, there is a purpose. Did you know God will use your scars for his purposes? It may not seem good, but it is working out for good, okay? All things work together for good. Two, it's acceptable. It's the best thing for you, and you're going to want the result. I had a lady tell me one time, she's scared to give herself totally to God because she wanna marry somebody tall, dark, and handsome. And she's scared that if she gives herself to God, he's gonna give her somebody short, bald, and fat. God gonna call her to marry a nerd. No. Let me tell you one of the things we're gonna get into a little deeper. When God shows you your calling, it will match your passion. You won't get called to do what you despise. You will be called to do what you love. Now, that doesn't mean you will like everything about it, but the thing itself, the essence of the thing itself, you will love. God's calling will be acceptable because it will relate to your passion. Finally, it is perfect. Verse 2 says, you know what perfect means? It means complete, unstoppable. Nobody can have yours. It means it will reach its intended destination. What a wonderful thing that if I'm in the will of God, I can't die until my purpose is concluded. That's why Paul could die with such confidence. He says, I'm finished. Jesus says, I've come to finish the work my Father has for me to do. My time is now at hand. But all the other times he says, my time is not yet. because he was in the perfect plan of God. I'm not supposed to be in Dallas. That wasn't the plan. I had my plans. My plans were all on paper. My plans were all set. My plans were Winona Lake, Indiana, Grace Theological Seminary. All the plans were made, went up, been accepted, paid my fees, found housing. Those were my plans. Then God showed up. And through one phrase that one man said one day in college, it totally diverted me in a whole different direction. See, in the human standpoint, I'd say, I changed my mind. Romans 12:2 would say, the Holy Spirit transformed your thinking. A little girl came to her father and said, Daddy, you promised to give me a nickel. She reached in his pocket, couldn't find a nickel. She said, well, you've been a good girl, so I don't have any change, so. He reached into his pocket, thought he'd give a dollar bill, but he didn't have any ones. He only had a 20. He said, whoa. You know what? You've been so good, I'm going to give you a $20 bill. She said, but Daddy, you promised me a nickel. No, you don't understand, baby. There's a bunch of nickels. Whole bunch of nickels. 20 nickels make a dollar, $20 make $20, it's a bunch of nickels. But she didn't understand. She said, as tears rolled down her face, Daddy, why won't you keep your promise? Daddy, you promised me a nickel, and I don't have a nickel. He tried to explain again. No, honey, you don't understand. It's a $20 bill. She went off on Daddy because Daddy wouldn't give her a nickel. That's what a lot of us do with our calling, settle for a nickel when God says, here's a $20 bill. This is what I want to do with my life. This is what I want to be. And God says, but here's a 20, and we're screaming, but why won't you give me my nickel? God is wanting you to take the risk of saying, not my will, but thy will be done. Because I believe even if your will is a cross on Friday, there'll be a resurrection on Sunday.
Dr. Tony Evans, encouraging you to put your personal agenda in God's hands. Part of his series, Called for a Purpose. This 2-volume, 12-lesson collection will help you find and fulfill God's unique plan for your life. Request Volume 1, Volume 2, or both when you log on today at tonyevans.org. And when you do, be sure to get a copy of our featured series for this month, The One Another's. Right now, we're offering all 6 CDs in Volume 1 of this powerful series as our thank you gift when you support the work of The Alternative with a contribution of any amount. And I'll tell you how you can do that right after this word of thanks from Dr. Evans.
I want to thank all of our friends and all of our listeners who supported us over the months and over the years. This ministry has only sustained itself for this amount of time because of friends. People who are benefiting from the ministry, people who believe in the ministry, and then, of course, who pray and support the ministry. We couldn't do it without you, and it would be wrong for us to receive your support and not thank you for it. So on behalf of me, my wife Lois, and our whole ministry family, thank you for supporting the Urban Alternative, because it's because of you that lives are being blessed every day.
So please visit us at tonyevans.org today. Make your contribution and let us send you The One Another's Volume 1 with our thanks. This offer is only available for a few more days, so be sure to contact us today at tonyevans.org. The same is also true for the Destiny DVD Bible study I mentioned earlier in the program today. You get 6 video teaching sessions, bonus features, leaders' resources, and more, all for free if you promise to use it with your church, small group, or Bible study. But it's only available until Friday, 1 per congregation, and only while supplies last. Again, details are waiting for you on this and all of our resources at tonyevans.org. Or call our 24-hour resource request line at 1-800-800-3222 and let one of our staff members help you. That's 1-800-800-3222. Well, tomorrow, Dr. Evans explains how what makes you special can make you effective. Be sure to join us for this look at identifying your gifts and putting them to work. The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative, restoring hope, transforming lives.